You've said that philosophy deals with fundamental issues, which can be answered by men at any time in any state of knowledge. And let me just interject there. Yes, after the development in Greece, before Greek discovery of philosophy, the fundamental issues could not be answered because there would be no abstract defined concepts such as reality, reason, no idea of a philosophic system. And therefore, you couldn't expect people at that stage. But yes, it's true that after that, fundamental ideas can be answered by men at any time in any state of knowledge. Yet Ayn Rand said herself that her idea that man's means of survival was reason could not have been reached prior to the Industrial Revolution. How do you reconcile those two? Well, it's two senses of fundamental. If we mean by fundamental the principle that there is a reality as opposed to a supernatural or no reality, that there is knowledge by a certain mean as opposed to faith or skepticism, and after Aristotle, that we have to go by observation, then I would say those fundamentals can be discovered by an intelligent person and understood by others when discovered. But when she says that her philosophy of reason being man's means of survival was not possible before the Industrial Revolution, she is not talking about fundamental in that regard, about the universe and knowledge. She's talking about, in the realm of ethics, what is a fundamental of human nature. And to know that, you have to see man in different conditions which reveal the essence of his nature. Now, you don't have to see reality in different conditions to know that it's there. But you have to see man before and after the Industrial Revolution to see what the difference is. And that's why she said what she said.